and it's not just enough, and that's not going to happen by itself. Part of the month of the Chodesh El is you have to have a plan. You have to have a, you know, you have to have a business. You have to have a business plan, and you have to have an accounting. The plan is, what am I going to do? The accounting is, what have I done till now, and how do I need to tweak and fix and readjust my plan for the future? So most people, unfortunately, you know, from my Maidani to Hamapil, it's just like whatever happens, happens. They don't, very often, they don't have a plan. They don't have a sense of growth. They don't have a sense of a process. They don't have a sense of, okay, yesterday was this, so now today has to be this, and tomorrow has to be, I got to move on. Most people don't have a sense of moving on, and very often they wake up after a couple of years and they say, hey, I feel like I slid back. I missed the good old days when I was holding air. Now I feel like I'm holding air. Because if you don't have a plan and you don't do the work, it's a geitnist. What are you going to do? Got to have a plan and you got to do the work. You got to work. Yeah. You have all kinds of mitzvahs, right? So you have to figure out how do you grow in your observance of the mitzvah of tzitzis? How do you grow in your observance of the mitzvah of tefillin? How do you grow in your... So I'm assuming that you can't really do much changing of the physical tefillin. So when you talk about growing, you talk about growing in terms of your awareness of what you're doing, your consciousness of what you're doing, how much it affects and impacts your day, those hours that you're wearing tefillin, how, you know, just in everything in life. Sure, in everything in life, there's one. And you talk about the, you know, in mitzvahs, how do I improve in my everything? How do I improve in my tzedakah? How do I improve in my Torah learning? How do I improve in my Torah? There's all kinds of, you have to learn about these things in order to know how to grow and develop in these things. And if you talk about your personal character traits, yeah, there's a lot of things. If you learn Chitas and you see in Tanya, he brings many things each day. You encounter things in Tanya that he tells you that you could be working on and growing in. So what happens is those people just look at it and they say, "Yeah, it's too much. It's overwhelming." So they open the whole thing and they just go back to winging it from Maidani to Hamapu. But, you know, and whatever it will be, it will be. So pick something, right? Today we learned Tanya, Mitzvah Davizorbet Tvei. So pick the one thing that you're going to work on that. You should have it. You're supposed to work on your Midas. You're supposed to work on your Midas. You have I'm saying it's the Chayin Shel. You're going to make a Cheshbon for the whole year. But in the midah of Kass, would you say that over the last 11 months there's been a change, an improvement in terms of the midah of Kass, anger, okay, which is the equivalent of idol worship, right? So it's not a good thing. That's it's equivalent, to, you're talking about, right? You're talking about, I want to get close to God, right? So there's nothing that gets... The two things that get you furthest from God, in your character are arrogance and anger. So, you want to get closer to God. You've been working a whole year on getting closer to God. Okay, so what have you done about arrogance and anger over the last 11 months?